We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, generous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Togo is committed to removing ozone-depleting substances from the atmosphere. In health news, scientists in the United Kingdom believe that regular exercise can help people quit smoking. In animal welfare news, communities in India are urged to help protect wildlife. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, April 2nd, the founder of plant ecology, Dr. Johannes Eugenius Berlew Warming, PhD, passed away on this day in 1924. Dr. Warming, who was born in 1841 in Mandal, Denmark, demonstrated how the interactions between plants, animals and other organisms in a habitat form an ecosystem. He wrote the first textbook on plant ecology and inaugurated a university course on the subject. His book, Ecology of Plants, was the basis for the new branch of ecological botanical research, which looked at all the environmental factors that affect the growth of a plant. We have a better understanding of our interrelated world and the effects we have on it through the brilliant works of scientists such as Dr. Johannes Eugenius Berlo Warming. May we choose an earth-friendly path to bring about a green and peaceful future.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from North Dakota, USA. Last week, upon the record swelling of the Red River of Fargo, North Dakota, USA, U.S. President Barack Obama declared a state of emergency for North Dakota and seven counties in the state of Minnesota. Residents from across the state rushed to the largest city, Fargo, to build temporary dams with sandbags and are praying that levees will hold. Fortunately, waters have been receding, and officials say the most severe dangers may be over, despite the blizzard and strong winds that are sweeping across the state. Supreme Master Qinghai has asked for updates on the humanitarian needs of those affected by such weather events. With Master's permission, we would like to share this latest report about the floods.
March 28, 2009, Most Compassionate Master, regarding Red River flooding in Fargo, North Dakota, USA. The melting snow and heavy rains this week have caused the Red River to swell and surpass its 1897 record of 40.1 feet. The National Weather Service had predicted the river would reach 42 feet by last Saturday, and forecasts indicated it would remain there or even higher into the following week. Sandbagging operations by volunteers and school teenagers have thus continued intensely. In addition to thousands of people who had left their houses, 150 more homes were evacuated near a levee when it was discovered to contain cracks, with the majority of people going to shelters provided by the American Red Cross. The National Guard has joined in the relief work, and 15 helicopters along with active duty military personnel have been sent to Fargo to assist the state. The federal government has prepared food and accommodation to sustain 30,000 evacuators for a week. At this moment, two power plants have also been forced to shut down. Inspired by Master's love, we will closely monitor the situation and carry out any necessary relief action. We really appreciate Master's loving concern. Love from association members in USA.
Our sincere gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know that the flood situation in this case is subsiding. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report.
On April 1st, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $20,000 to assist the most in need in North Dakota, USA. Our appreciation to the American Red Cross, the U.S. National Guard, military and government personnel, volunteers and all others for your caring aid to the affected citizens. We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai, who has been concerned for their well-being.
With heaven's grace, may the North Dakotans continue to be safe as we all strive to lead more eco-conscious lifestyles to help restore the Earth's balance.
Record floods ravage parts of Australia. Following inundations that began on Tuesday, the mid-northwest coast of New South Wales in Australia has been declared a natural disaster zone, with 370 millimetres of downpour in just 11 hours, and topping at 450 millimetres in some areas. The State Emergency Services Agency reported hundreds of homes evacuated, thousands of people and numerous towns isolated, and around 30 people rescued from life-threatening circumstances. Expressing her sorrow for those displaced on April 1st, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000 for their emergency relief. We are grateful for the swift response of the State Emergency Services and all other rescue personnel. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her responsiveness to communities in distress wherever they may be. Our prayers are with all affected Australians for a quick recovery of their normal lives, as we wish for a more harmonious environment through our increasingly eco-conscious actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Of special relevance for the people of Afghanistan.
UN conference seeks to support Afghanistan. A United Nations-sponsored meeting held in The Hague, the Netherlands, brought together representatives from 70 nations and dozens of organizations to focus on strengthening regional cooperation in Afghanistan through development assistance. Donations came from countries including the US, which gave $40 million, China with a donation of $75 million, and the European Union's contribution of $80 million, attended by an Iranian delegation. The event also marked a first face-to-face meeting with the new U.S. Obama administration, with a U.S. letter that was delivered and an informal meeting that occurred between Iranian diplomat Mehdi Akhundzadeh and U.S. presidential envoy Richard Holbrooke. United States, China, the European Union, and all others, Providence bless your kind-hearted and peaceful support of Afghan brethren. We are also glad for the gestures of diplomacy between the United States and Iran. May the spirit of generosity seen throughout this meeting blossom into harmonious and stable relations among all parties.
Formosan, or Taiwanese, postal carriers honored for service to elderly. Five postal workers for the Zhonghua Post Company in Formosa have been recognized for their conscientious care to elderly customers on their delivery routes. A program launched last year encourages postal carriers to check in on elderly people who live alone and offer them comfort and aid. Mr. Huang Fuchun from southern Formosan Jiayi County was among the award winners, who was also recognized for bringing life-saving assistance to an 87-year-old woman who had fallen after an injury. Some of the other postal carriers were recognized for their help to the elderly people living alone, with such tasks as purchasing daily necessities. A warm salute to the award winners for your noble-hearted spirits, and a big thanks to the postal carriers everywhere for their responsible and faithful delivery of mail to people's doorsteps every day.
Israeli Prime Minister inaugurated. On Tuesday evening, Benjamin Netanyahu took the oath of office as new Prime Minister of Israel. In his inaugural speech to the parliament, he highlighted a priority of harmony throughout the Middle East, saying, "Israel has always and today more than ever striven to reach full peace with the entire Arab and Muslim world. Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your noble leadership serve the highest interests of Israeli fellow citizens and a peaceful coexistence among all."
Spain offers education aid in the Philippines. The Spanish government has allocated scholarships to assist over 5,000 disadvantaged elementary and high school students in Zamboanga, Sibuagay, Philippines. The Spanish aid agency, Agencia Española de Cooperación Internacional para el Desarrollo, or AECID, has also assisted in the construction and furnishing of 30 new classrooms for 13 schools, as well as specialized audiovisual rooms and science laboratories. The enrollment rates at the Spanish-assisted schools have reportedly increased almost 30%, and the agency plans to continue expanding the program's reach to other towns in the province. Our gratitude, Spain, and God bless for providing the children of the Philippines with these educational facilities. Such loving endeavors as yours will surely open many doors of opportunity and fulfillment for these deserving youth.
Save our planet. Salt water may be present on Mars. Researchers have observed what may be salty moisture droplets on a metal brace of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA's, Mars Phoenix lander. This observation, combined with the finding of perchlorate salts in Martian soil that can keep water liquid at temperatures of minus 70 degrees Celsius, have led to the conclusion that pockets of liquid may exist elsewhere on the planet. U.S. Phoenix mission scientist and University of Michigan professor Dr. Nilton Reno said, "Liquid water is an essential ingredient for life. This discovery has important implications for many areas of planetary exploration, including the habitability of Mars." Congratulations, Dr. Reno, and participating researchers on this fascinating finding. We are, as ever, excited to learn more about our extraordinary planetary neighbor. Through both her inner knowledge and telepathic communication with the Mars people, Supreme Master Ching Hai has on several occasions spoken of Mars's past. how the planet is still recovering since global warming, like that now being faced on Earth, led to a mass extinction 40 million years ago. The following revealing discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai about Mars was held in January 2009 with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA.
Are the Martians working on restoring their planet to its original state right now?
They can't. It's not for humans to even restore this kind of catastrophically destructed planet. But the planet will revive itself by natural process. And it takes 1 million years. 1 million years more and Mars will be inhabitable. Small bushes will begin to grow and then weeds and grass and then fruit trees, etc., etc. River and stream and sea will begin to form again. And gradually, humans and animals will be able to settle on Mars' surface again.
Save Our Planet, organic farming system in India to counter climate change. A group of 5,000 women in Zahirabad, India, are growing diverse crops such as sunflowers, linseed, green and chickpeas, various types of millet, wheat, safflower and legumes, all farmed organically using no chemicals or irrigation methods. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, urges for adaptation measures such as these since rainfall patterns are becoming more disproportionate. The women who run this special kind of farming system are receiving support from Deccan Development Society, or DDS, a grassroots society that works to assist disadvantaged Indian women. DDS Director P.V. Sathesh said, "In the climate change framework, this system of dryland agriculture has the potential to withstand all the fallouts of elevated temperatures. Thank you, Deccan Development Society, and congratulations to the women of Zahirabad for your progress in ecologically sound agricultural practices. May this trend continue for ever more bounteous harvests and the harmony with the land."
Save Our Planet. U.S. President signs bill to protect wilderness. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed the Omnibus Public Lands Management Act of 2009 into law to protect 2 million acres of wilderness across 9 states. The new measures preserve national monuments, trails and rivers and address climate change and conserving water sources, also bringing clean water to 80,000 members of the native Navajo Nation. As the president ratified the bill, he said, "We possess few blessings greater than the vast and varied landscapes that stretch the breadth of our continent. What these gifts require in return is our wise and responsible stewardship. Our respectful green salute, President Obama, and advocates of the U.S. for the passage of this encouraging measure toward environmental fruitfulness. With heaven's grace, may such care bring an ever-flourishing of the Earth's biodiversity and beauty."
Save Our Planet. Poland alters highway plan to save wetlands. A new highway route has been suggested, which goes around, rather than across, the Rossbuda Valley, one of the last pristine wetland areas in Europe, home to many rare plant and animal species. The revised bypass involves a less costly route than the one originally planned, and the new roadway also links Poland to Finland, which will help alleviate the traffic flow in the town of Augusto. Many thanks, Poland, for your revised plan, which saves ecology and reduces costs. Blessed be our consideration of cherished earthly co-inhabitants in any technological advancements of human life.
Save Our Planet. According to the World Allergy Organization, or WAO, increased air pollution and changing pollination patterns caused by climate change are resulting in a significant increase in human allergies and asthmas.
Save Our Planet. Officials in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and neighboring nations agree on the need to act now in ensuring a sufficient supply of already diminishing water resources in order to maintain peace in the region.
Hello there, this is Raleigh the Reese Munchak, and I'm a vegetarian all the way. I'm here to share with you a tip on keeping your animal companion safe. Please make sure your electric cords are not accessible to your animal friends. Sometimes they may like to nibble on them without knowing that they can be seriously harmed. One way to prevent this is to enclose the wiring in a metal electric conduit pipe. You may find them at your local hardware store or online. Please be careful. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. and thank you for watching. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In good governance news, Togo protects the ozone layer. The Environment Ministry of Togo announced that all ozone-diminishing substances will be removed in 2010. Half of the 10 tons remaining will be phased out this year. Over 80% of the substances have been eliminated since 1995. This will leave 5 tons to be removed next year. We earnestly laud you, Togo, for your work in helping to create a more sustainable ecosphere. With nations' joint efforts, we pray for a lasting restoration of our majestic globe.
In health news, exercising 10 minutes a day can help people quit smoking. Scientists from the United Kingdom's University of Exeter tested 10 regular smokers who had abstained from nicotine for 15 hours. They were asked to cycle for 10 minutes at a moderate pace. Afterwards, they were shown images as their brain activity was being measured using a functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI. Smokers who had taken part in the cycling had less brain activity in the area associated with reward processing than when the smokers had not exercised. They also reported less desire for cigarettes after physical activity. Lead author of the report, Ms. Kay Schwartz van Rensburg, said, "Our findings add to a growing body of evidence suggesting that exercise can help people give up smoking." Many thanks for your significant study, Ms. van Rensburg, and participating researchers from the University of Exeter. May more people enjoy greater well-being through life-affirming habits. Coming up, Indian communities are involved in safeguarding wildlife. We hear a rabbit munching on her organic carrot outside the door. We'll come right back. More happy news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a satisfying world. In animal welfare news, an Indian state calls on the community's help to protect wildlife. In an effort to safeguard animals outside forest and reserve areas, the Rajasthan Forest Department in northwestern India has initiated a $5.5 million program. The plan is to be implemented across 10 districts over a total area of 195,000 square kilometers. The focus will be on helping the black bucks, chinkaras, and the great Indian bustards. Its first phase is to establish community-based teams to prevent unauthorized taking of the animals and to rescue injured ones. In the second step, secure places are being created where the animals can get food and water during dry periods. Our respectful appreciation, Rajasthan Forest Department, for involving citizens in your work of taking care of India's wonderful animal co-inhabitants. May all our fellow beings be blessed with safe and joyful lives.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Husband's Wish.
A couple, about 60 years old, was walking along the beach when they found a genie's lamp. The wife picked it up and rubbed it, and a genie appeared. He said that, of course, he will grant each of them one wish. So, lady first, she said she would like to travel around the world with her beloved husband. The genie hula hula hop, and then wow, they have 2 first class tickets with all the airplane in the world. They can go anywhere they want. Now is the husband's wish. He was thinking hard and said, well, love, this is very romantic and all, but it's very difficult to find an opportunity like this. I really want to wish to have a wife 30 years younger than me. I'm sorry, but that's really what I wish. The genie raised his hand, hula hula hop, and then he made the husband 90 years old.
And now for our viewer's hotline. This message is from our viewer Tian, written originally in Chinese.
无上市电视台的善良人们，你们好。 我通过网络电视收看到你们的节目，真是太棒了！制作一个电视台的节目并不是很容易，我知道你们付出了很多。感谢无上师电视台，告诉了人们肉丝的真相，愿所有的人都能加入到素食的行列中来。感谢无上师，感谢上帝，中国济南的田小姐。
Thoughtful Jian, thank you for your supportive words. We too believe that as people realize the devastating cost of meat eating for our planet, more will open up their hearts and choose a vegetarian diet. Our world is so blessed to have Supreme Master Ching Hai to guide us. As the global warming clock is ticking, she has tirelessly continued to share the crucial information that the only course of action to take now to save all life on our planet is be vegan. Please help to share this vital fact with as many people as possible. May heaven shine brightly on you and your sincere Chinese co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We would love to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine light illuminate your life. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Arab Emirates hosts the 5th International Student Conference for Education Without Borders, welcoming more than 1,000 students participating from 120 countries.
Britain's Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, and his Mexican counterpart, Patricia Espinosa Cantalano, meet to discuss bilateral cooperation, global matters, and climate change.
Underprivileged and disabled student Lai Wenru in China's Yangtze University donated much of the money from her tutoring work and awards to other students in need.
Prominent U.S. lawmakers send letters to Armenian and Turkish leaders, offering to assist in the re-establishment of diplomatic relations between the two neighboring countries.
Member states China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, announced readiness to assist Afghanistan in promoting peace and stability.
To encourage smoking reduction and finance children's health care, the U.S. institutes a tobacco tax increase, including a more than doubling of tax on cigarette packs.
Nigeria's Lagos state government assists 800 people in the Badagry area in obtaining free eye screening and treatment, including free eyeglasses and surgeries for many.
The Salvation Army announces that it will be distributing $3.6 million to assist newly unemployed persons throughout the Midwestern part of the United States.
Iranian Foreign Minister Monicher Mottaki met with Gambian Vice President Issatou Naji Saidi and spoke of ways to further the cooperative endeavors between their nations.
The Second World Buddhist Forum opened in the city of Wuxi in China, with discussions focusing on how Buddhism can contribute to building a harmonious world.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.